Yes, it is Thursday, August 18, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you if you're just tuning in. Weather's good. Souths and Penrith tonight. Winx Steaks Saturday. And Blocker's in the house.
Wow.
How are you, Block?
Panthers and Souths tonight. I've very rarely been better, but I'm a little bit saddened. I want to get some advice off you guys because you guys tell me the truth, and I feel energised when I come in here on Thursday.
So do we.
I want to ask you, and I want you to be very, very honest with me. Do I look dodgy to you, blokes?
Oh, dodgy.
Do
dodgy.
I look dodgy?
No, you don't look dodgy at all.
No, you don't look dodgy.
No.
No.
No, okay. One bit.
How come every time I'm on an airport, I get pulled up and searched? Why? I say the same thing to them. Do I look dodgy? Every time I
it's random.
It can't be random because
it's like a drug test. Ask Kalen Ponga. It's not target tested. It's just random. They just pull your name out of that.
Well, how come they pull me out every time?
It's your lucky day every single time.
Maybe they just think.
Look at this big unit.
Yeah. Maybe it's like smaller person syndrome or something. I've just got to, show a bit of authority over someone of bigger stature than me. Something like
I
that.
I just thought it might have been me. I might have looked.
No, like, you don't look dodgy.
No, I don't think you look dodgy.
Actually, that's probably what reverse psychology, because you look smart and intelligent.
Right.
They think this bloke's up to something.
I'm
going to pull him up and just have a bit of a conversation with him and just to see.
Do you
speak to the security guard when they're there?
Yes, I grunt.
Why don't you come get a few tattoos, Block? Why don't you come get a few tattoos?
Bugger's only doing his job.
They'll let you through then, because then you will look dodgy.
I would love to get a tattoo.
Okay, I'll take you.
No, but I'm scared of it. Does it hurt?
Now, depends where.
We need to be back on TV for that.
Depends where you get a tattoo.
What? You want to get a tat?
Yeah, I want to get a tiger on my calf.
Yeah. No, that doesn't hurt. That won't hurt at all. I got a tattoo on my calf. Doesn't hurt at all.
What hurt the most thing?
My ribs.
But you know what? The problem with the tiger. What
does
that say?
That hurt.
Lock it. You're 60 years of age. What do you want a tattoo for?
Because I'm going through a different stage.
Right.
But the only
Bridget
problem is
asked for a tattoo?
Menopause.
No, she won't. No. She'll be gone.
Early menopause, Lock.
you get hot and sweaty and all that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can you sleep? You have
sleep with a jumper on with and the aircon. You sleep with a hoodie on and the aircon on.
Do you know
hot
what?
And cold.
I get tired when I go to bed, and that's normally what happens, isn't it? I'm very tired when I get to bed.
No, it's normally the other way around. You normally go to bed when you're tired.
No, but I mean I'm extra tired when I go to bed, right?
Yeah, it's early menopause.
So I would sleep, I reckon, 4 or 5 hours, and then I wake up. Do you think I can go at 3, 4 in the morning?
Yeah, that's me.
And I've got to get up and...
Yeah,
that's me, awesome. Block. That's me. You go to sleep easy, but when you wake, you're up. You're gone.
I'm crying here. Hmm. There's something. There must be something wrong because I'm tired, but I can't go back to sleep. Is there any medical practitioners out there or someone who's good at sleep?
I was going to say sleep apnea. Have you had a test?
Yes, can't you tell? Look at the marks on my face from all the bloody mask and that.
Do you wear a mask?
You don't want to sleep anyway, Block. Yeah. A couple of hours a night, it's all you need. And get up and enjoy the day, mate.
Cap thinks I'm Dark Vader. Luke. She goes, take that bloody mask off. Okay, then.
What
are you laughing at?
Is it easy to sleep with the mask on?
Well, it took a while to get used to, Loz, but I'm telling you, when you have that deep sleep, if you're not used to it and you've got sleep, right, you get the most beautiful sleep for 4 or 5 hours. The most beautiful.
So when you go away...
Not sure it's working for me at this age.
Do you have to take the machine with you?
Oh, yeah, I plug it in the plane and everything if I'm going on a long journey.
Imagine that. with a new chick.
Oh, yeah, and you put
that
on.
Imagine that. Oh, hey, babe. Loz, imagine that first night, bring a girl home and go, right, babe, I'm just going to stick this on. Yeah. Thanks for a great dinner.
And she goes away. And then you go...
Don't mind me. I've got to stick this on. I've got to put a splint in because I grind my teeth. Put some volume on. Excuse the snoring.
Mouth guard.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready for that just yet, Mark.
I put the headgear on.
Do you mind just turning my machine on while I doze off, babe?
So Blocky, I want to know on a plane, how do you do it? You said you put it on a plane.
You don't believe me. You said bull. Well, yeah. What happens is you get these different plugs.
Can you take a photo? Can you get your wife tonight to take a photo and send it to me, please?
Yeah, do you want me to?
I want to see what it looks like.
Can I have my jammies on or not? What?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Loz, so you get all these different things that, you know, when you go to different countries, the different things that you can plug things in.
Yeah.
Adapter.
That's it. I'm very adapted. So there's one.
The old adapter.
Double adapter. So there's always one that you put in the plane and then you put your machine in.
Right.
And then off you go in the la la land.
Wallet, keys, phone, passport, and sleeping machine.
What about the person sitting next to you if you're on your own and you. Excuse me.
Don't mind me.
Looks like.
Give me a look at it.
No. I've only got the one that just goes under your nose. I couldn't handle those ones.
Oh, my
That's the
God.
Full face.
That's the full face.
That's the full face.
I'm not sure that's working for me just yet. Look, I think I've got to wait a few years for...
Well, it's better than snoring.
I'm not sure.
Mornings, Kath had to get up and pull the curtains out of my nose before I had the sleep apnea machine. Man.
Now, we thought special treat this Thursday in the studio. Now, Sticky Wings and Smoky Barbecue are giving you and a mate the opportunity to win a VIP experience for two at this year's Bathurst 1000. Now, this is a serious bucket list type of opportunity, including full weekend hospitality packages, a grid walk, track lap, accommodation as well. So I'm guessing that's a lap around the track. To enter, just simply go to stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au. Register your details.
Can I ask a question about that trip, about that little prize, that beautiful prize that is from Sticky Wings? Surely the people who win it would need some chaperones.
Opportunity.
Opportunity not.
Oh, dear.
So that is stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au. Smokybbq.com.au. Supercars, never tasted so good. Keep an eye out too for Sticky Wings and Smoky BBQ in your local IGA. If you can't find them, then ask the manager to get them in. So this morning we got here blocks, saucy Australian super chicken wings.
It's easy for you to say.
With a smoky, sweet and spice classic barbecue flavour. We've also got slow cooked, sweet and sticky Louisiana style, larger, juicier and meatier.
Can I ask
ribs.
A question about wings and chicken here. And the wings that you eat, right?
Yep.
Mm.
How much of the bone do you eat?
Nah.
Of the wings? What do you mean?
Nah, what do you mean?
Swallow the bone?
I crunch it first on the wings. Yeah, because, mate,
you don't swallow the bone, though. This is the difference between sticky wings.
I mean that edge bit, right on
the edge bit. Yeah, you can take that down.
Just crunch that
down. Yeah, you can take that down. That's play on, I reckon.
Yeah.
Meat just falls off these.
You wait till you have one, Block.
I'll let you know, Block.
Oh, mate,
I have one.
I'm fasting till lunchtime.
You wait till you have a sticky.
How good are they? Ooh. Hey, listen, I heard you blokes talking a little bit earlier about Cameron Munster and the Melbourne Storm offering him $800,000. Are they serious? Out on the open market, that bloke will get $1.2-1.3 million.
For sure. He's going to the open market. It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
What are Melbourne doing? Don't they want him?
No, I reckon they've prioritised
Hughes and all the boys before. Do you reckon, with his ego, like he's a pretty confident sort of bloke, do you reckon he'd be dirty on the other blokes getting the deal before him? Not on the players, but...
No, I think I think he'd think he was a marquee player, and rightly so, and he wants to be rewarded for what he thinks is his fair price.
How long has he been at Melbourne now? Mate, it's been years. He's been there for years.
And he probably thought he was the next one to step up into the Cameron Smith, Billy Slater echelon, and thought that he deserved to be the highest paid. But I think with Melbourne, it might have been a case of, look, if we pay Cameron 1.3 and we've got Pappenhausen, Hughes and Harry Grant, we're not going to keep all of them. But so I can keep three of the four rather than two of the four.
If it was a difference of 100 grand, you could understand him not taking it. But if it's a difference of 500,
yeah, that's a lot of money, Bock. You can't.
But you can't not do it, especially over
4 or 5 years.
And he's still only he's turning 28 in less than a month. Mm. He made his debut back in 2014. Just played one game that season.
I reckon the Dolphins have done a deal with him and said, "Don't say anything, otherwise the deal's gone." That's what I reckon's happened. I reckon he'll go to the Dolphins. What do you think?
No-brainer. Yeah, I think the Dolphins. I think they're the only ones that could offer him
maximum
that type of money.
Dollar. Live in Queensland
and be the face of it.
No-brainer.
Clarkie, seriously.
I've just demolished a couple of the ribs.
By the way, Clarkie's come back from overseas worried about how much weight he's put on.
It's fantastic.
5 kilos. I reckon I put on 5.
Do you know what?
I'm not losing him this morning.
If I look like that, I'd be strutting up and down Crown Street every day. Or Pier Street.
Why Crown Street?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, because no one's there.
Tell me a bit about Crown Street. Where's that, Surry Hills? Crown Street?
Clock Hotel. It's a Clock Hotel.
Loz, I've even got the strut. Look, what do you think, Jim? What do you think?
Oh, dear.
You know, that's a good strut, Block.
Yeah. I still can't get out of my head the vision of Clarkie taking Block to the tattoo parlour.
I'll take him.
We have to get
Tiger on his calf.
I'm a bit worried about it hurting.
No, it doesn't hurt on your calf.
I'm worried about you getting a tattoo at 60.
Midlife crisis.
I'm desperate to see it.
Yeah. You know what?
Let's do it, Block. I'll get another one. I'll think of something to get.
You'll laugh at me
I'll be right beside you.
Like a little cat.
What happens if they give you a cat and not a tiger?
They'll put it on first. You'll be able to check it out. You'll be able to approve it.
That's what I'm worried about, Lods, and this is the reason why I won't get it, right? Because As you get older, you shrink. So the tiger, what does it become?
A little
pussycat.
Yes, you don't want to be known as a pussycat.
I don't want to be a
Block. Your calves are not shrinking.
They've already shrunk. No, look at me legs. Your calves are not chicken legs.
Your calves are not shrinking. They're
Block,
going
should
nowhere.
Should be working for sticky wings.
Block, can you do that tiger again?
it's an aggressive tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Don't meet him in the zoo.
How often do you bring that out? And when do you bring it out?
Wednesday nights with the lovely. When I got the mask on.
Doesn't sound as good when I got the mask
on. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
That sounds
like I'm gurgling.
Oh, these ribs are unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't know how you can eat ribs at this time of the day. Well, I like food. But I can't eat like that sort of stuff until like lunchtime. Can't eat it
generally,
for breakfast.
It's just the fact they put it right here in front of you. And what are we supposed to do?
See how strong I am? I can smell it.
You've got willpower. Yeah. The amount of times I know Loz and I have gone, we're not having them today. We're not having them today. And as soon as they get on the table here, we are absolute, we're puppies. We're straight in. Just a reminder if you're just tuning in, so Sticky Wings and Smoky Barbecue, they're going to give you and a mate an opportunity to win a VIP experience for two at the Bathurst 1000 this year. So, you know, real bucket list stuff. Full weekend of hospitality, a grid walk, a lap around the track, accommodation as well. So just go to stickywings.com.au.
Accommodation's not in one of those tents I see them in, is it? On the hill.
Oh, gee, but you're fun up there, though.
What? In Bathurst?
Sure, in Bathurst, some nice boutique accommodations.
There's a hotel on the track, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, that's pretty good there.
Yeah.
You're a big car man, Block.
Not really.
No, I didn't think you were.
No. Just as long as it gets to A to B.
Yeah, you're like me. I'm not a car man. I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I'm driving. Wouldn't have a clue.
You're Ford or Holden. Yeah. I said,
whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever's free.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Whoever gives me a car.
Tight asses. Come buy one.
Whatever happened to that?
What do you mean?
Well.
Not being a tight ass?
No. For years and years when I was on radio with. Are we allowed to mention it?
Yes, you can.
2GB.
Who?
I was on for 15 years with 2GB.
Is that FM?
We used to have, I'm not sure. We used to get a car. How good was that?
What do you mean?
We
you
don't
got
get
car?
No car well, in here. Mate, we get a stubby holder, T-shirt, and one
well,
cap.
You know, sponsors sometimes, you'd get a car.
Like, I get a car.
You get a car now? What sort?
Well, sponsored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
my great mates from Ferguson Toyota.
So you should.
Give that a plug.
What, have you got a Kluger or something?
A Sonia, yes.
A what?
Sonia. We call it Sonia.
Her name's Sonia?
Sonia Kluger.
Ah, very good.
It's pretty good.
There you go.
It's good. Mm. Good car. What colour?
White. What the number?
I don't block. I buy my car. Block.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm lucky. I'm
well, like, I used to. Used
we're not
to.
Lucky enough to.
Yeah, I know.
Have a sponsor. Middle and I don't. But
you've got to have a high profile.
Correct. Mm.
You poor bugger. You suffer from.
I know.
Australian captain.
Devastated.
Can't even get a car. I'm calling all car yards.
I want a car.
No.
I like my
car. For Clarkie, he's got a high profile.
I like my
car. Imagine what he can do for you. Like if he comes in on a Saturday.
I can crash it.
And you say.
I can definitely crash it for you.
Clarkie's going to be here on a Saturday for a barbecue. You remember how many Sheilas had come down? Honestly, wouldn't they? Well, I'd even come down. He's beautiful. Yeah, you haven't even put. I've never seen a bloke go on holidays for 8 weeks and not put on an ounce.
I put on 5 kilos, I reckon.
You did, mate. Not.
Well, I'd love to know where you put it on.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for, Loz.
You look the same.
Listen, can we talk footy?
What?
Come on.
What would you like to talk
about? Who's playing again? South v.
South Pirinella. We'll do all
Panthers.
The previews after 7:30, but Block. The Bulldogs, Cameron Serrato, a 5-year deal for a rookie coach. I know he's served the best apprenticeship of all and seems to be the next big coaching star at the game. But what do you make of the Bulldogs signing him for 5 years?
Well, he's virtually next in line. I think he's been at the Panthers for a long, long time and seen all the young blokes coming through. I wonder if their thinking is, and they say no poaching to other clubs and all that sort of stuff. I wonder whether their thinking is that they've got the best academies and the way their pathways come through, that they get a bloke like Cameron that knows all the insides about it, and all of a sudden, they start to sign all those young fellas after they've signed their marquee players. But haven't they already talked about it? Oh, you can't, you know. Let's make a pact now that you can't, you can't come and attack our younger players. But that won't happen.
No, it won't. But I think the Bulldogs are trending in the right direction, aren't they? Mm. You know, they've got a new leadership team there with CEO and chairman and the board are doing a fantastic job.
You've got Gus would have done, he would have done his homework, Gus.
You've got Gus there. You know, they've got stability and that's what you need with a good, strong footy club and you need good leadership. They've been able to attract players. They have now got the coach that they're after and a lot of clubs would have wanted Cameron Serraldo. So they're just trending upwards and you'd be excited if you're a Bulldogs fan.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Loz, that the five-year deal, a lot of people would have raised their eyebrows at a new coach coming in. But he would have been that much wanted out in the marketplace that maybe they had to get that was part of the deal, that you know, all these other joints were offering 3 years and all that. Maybe part of the deal was, mate, give me a five-year deal and give me a chance. Mm. And that's what's happened because there were so many people after him, I would say. Not that I know, but
just laughing at a text message here. Go on, give it to us. I can't read it.
Read it!
I can't.
Mate,
read
get some kahunas on you.
I want to stay on air, Block.
Oh.
Well, got bills to pay.
Well, say it in your own terms or something.
I'll think about
surely
it.
You can smother.
That's smother.
Did you see
what about that? What sort of word was that?
Yeah, good.
You just got to learn to smother.
It's a smother. Yeah.
Did you see the new Tigers Centre for Excellence? I mean,
I did. How good is it?
Can you tell me how different it was to say the weight situation that you used to walk into?
Mate, do you know what we used to? We used to have a room with some weights in it. That was it. That was the whole thing. But imagine now. Hmm. But you know the other thing too is about all that stuff. It's great. The state of the arts. It's all unbelievable, and that it's great. I love it that they've got that. But it doesn't make you play any better, mate. You got to have a look at all the great. The great boxers back in the day, back in America, you know. Like, you'd spit on the floor in their gyms and that. You know what I mean? This is the state of the art. They've got a barber. Hang on, Loss. They've got a barber in there. I just wanted to bring that up. A barber in the Centre of Excellence.
Not a hairdresser.
Can you imagine? Sorry, you know, the coach is in the waiting, in the coach's room ready to give a sermon. And you run in late and you go, oh, mate, I just had that. I have a 2:30. I had to have a fade. You know, like, honestly.
Had to get my permed up. Yeah,
but did you see about the Tigers? They've got this big mural on the wall Benji and all that, and they wrote up, they buggered it up, and said that Benji won a premiership with
Saints. The Dragons. Yeah.
So they've got to rip it down.
Yeah, that's it.
But it is good. Have you been there?
I've seen video. I saw footage on the news. Very good. And it's like, I think all sports do it because you want the boys at the ground or in the facility all day now. That's why they stick other things in there, like a barber, for example. So if they do their gym session in the morning, have an hour break, you got somewhere to go and eat your breakfast, then you go and do cardio, then you go and do whatever you're doing on the field. Cricket was exactly the same. Yeah. They created the same, call it centre of excellence at New South Wales. They did the same up in Brisbane for the Australian team. It's just a facility that you actually don't need to go home once you're there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get anything. You're nearly there for the whole day. Yeah.
Just on the tattoos, by the way, on the text line here. Just returned from holiday with my daughter in Venice. I'm 75. She is 50. I got my first tattoo, the Venetian lion's head. Ooh. Have been to Venice 6 times and love the place. Daughter also got the same tattoo. I'm a Panthers fan, and I'm going to get the Panther head on my other shoulder.
There you go.
Says Nosy Noel from Penrith.
Never too old, Block. Never too young.
You guys have been to Venice, have you?
I've been to Venice, yeah.
What about the boats that take you into the into Venice? It's like, I felt like James Bond. Have you seen them, those timber boats? I was going,
dun-dun-dun-dun. Good, aren't they?
Drop
you at the hotel.
That's right.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I went on the romantic one too.
How'd you go?
Well, it was tipping up a little bit.
Did you have to sit at the back?
I blung out the row very hard. Mate, that was the day we were coming back from one of the tours, and me and Ciro in Singapore, we got on one of those blokes. You know the blokes on the front with the tuk-tuk? We had some long necks, and we said, mate, take us around the island.
It was a two-wheeler, not a three-wheeler.
It was peddling.
By the way.
I hope you paid him a little bit extra, did you?
Please.
Smother.
News is next.
You sight, you know. It's a nasty, nasty visual right there.
I'll just read this text out. Tommy from Campbell.
Mate, make sure it's all right. I don't want to be off air.
Jono, get ready.
Boys, my missus and me both wear the snoring machines, which are great. We don't have to kiss during lovemaking. Love the block being on.
Imagine that.
Tommy from Campbelltown, XXX, sending that one through.
I can't believe.
Does your wife wear it as well?
No, what? No.
You share yours.
Well, she should sometimes.
You share yours.
She's had a couple of Channel 9s.
Oh, right. Yeah. Maybe the tiger once more.
you know what? I've noticed.
Role playing in Blocker's house.
I've noticed straight away here since Loz.
Does it not get tangled up? Sorry to interrupt. Does it not get tangled up when you.
Well,
you know?
It used to, but not now.
You're going for
as
it.
As you get older.
When you just get yourself into a nasty position and choking, you choke yourself.
I've woken up with it choking me a few times.
I bet.
You toss and turn with it. Just keep moving.
Actually, I didn't mind.
You go, unwind me, doll, unwind me.
I actually didn't mind
the
feeling.
Get off me.
You know what? But I've noticed something since you guys have been on the sticky wings, especially Laurie.
Oh, dear.
His mood has changed. He got straightened and stuck into it.
Oh, no.
And now I think he's feeling a little bit of guilt.
I've never seen any. I get the guilt from eating crap.
Do you?
He actually gets more down on himself than anyone
meat,
I've ever seen.
Your protein,
I know,
it's
but
good
I just
for you.
Feel guilty now that I've eaten.
Because
you've
same.
Had a big feed like that in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's the time to eat it because you've got the whole day to burn it off. And it's protein. It's good for you.
I know, but my.
It's your brain.
My brain must be weird. Block,
but,
do you?
But
feel
this,
like
is,
that?
This is the thing, right? Well, it's okay for you to have a bowl of cereal, which would be 10 times worse for you with sugar, carbohydrate than what you just ate. Well, you're just eating protein. You've actually, the food you've put in, by 3 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be gone.
What about the sticky sauce?
A little bit of sugar, so what?
You know what?
You'll
get
burn
that
as well.
I get that, Clarky, when I've got to admit it, I love vanilla slices.
That's a little bit different. Us eating ribs and some chicken wings, I think that's a bit different.
Well, tell me what you do if you have a vanilla slice. Do you feel guilty or not?
I feel guilty, but I love it when I'm doing it.
He feels guilty, but he puts a couple of scoops of ice cream as well.
Hey, you know what?
What do you do when you finish the vanilla slice? What do you do?
What do I do?
What do you say to yourself?
No, I don't say anything.
Falls asleep on the couch. No. What do you mean? What does he do?
I lick the topping off the top of my lips and that.
Steals a bit off the wash plate. It was a bit left over.
Oh, yeah. She's. Hey, does your missus do that?
What missus?
All right, sorry. Does your missus do that, Loz? My wife, Catherine Bridget, hides all the good stuff. She thinks I don't go looking.
You know the spot. You know the secret spot, so.
Well.
The stash.
Yeah. But then she changes the hiding.
It's like when Homer starts hiding beer around the house. Anyway.
Oh,
okay. God. Round 23 tonight.
What's your footy?
Souths and Penrith. Souths $1.55. Penrith $2.45. 4.5 the line. Penrith the plus. Latrell is playing. Lachlan Ilias, Campbell Graham back. Dylan Edwards back for the Panthers. Liam Martin has been named after he rolled his ankle there last. When was that game? Last Thursday night. Block, who wins and why?
I'll tell you what I did love during the week or last weekend, Latrell Mitchell calling everyone out. I love it. I love it when blokes do that and got the ability to back it up. Remember he said, hey, you better start looking over your shoulders, everyone.
We're coming.
We're coming. I reckon the Roosters are coming too. I'm going to go South because Penrith got too many blokes out. The thing I liked about South last week against Parramatta, and the thing that I worry about South coming into the big games was their defence. But they shut Parramatta out last week, so that's sort of given me the confidence to think that South can really do something in this competition now. If Latrell stays fit, I think they'll beat the Panthers tonight.
I'm going South Sydney, I think, on the back of Latrell, and Block mentioned it. Just a few injury concerns and players not there for Penrith. Although they were good last week, Penrith, even though they didn't score, they created some chances. It was just Melbourne's scrambling defence that kept them out. If they turn up with that type of attitude again, you know, they'll be more than competitive. But I just think that, Latrell, in the form that he's in, he's giving other blokes confidence, and I think that'll be enough. I think the forward packs will match each other. Mitchell, the difference.
I'm going to go Penrith.
It's tough, isn't it? It's tough to tip against
them.
Yeah. I'm going to go Penrith.
No, I'm going to go
Souths.
Keep
the faith.
Souths for me. North Queensland $1.08. The Warriors $8. 21.5 is the line here. Warriors the plus. Surely we're all tipping the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
13 plus.
I'll tell you what, but they met their Waterloo last week when they travelled down from North Queensland to the cricket ground.
Yeah.
Didn't they? The Roosters scored 30 points in that game.
Yeah, they were good, the Roosters. Yeah.
Joseph Swali. We'll get to him.
Hasn't he changed his name now? Do you know what it is?
Swali'i.
Swali'i.
Yes.
Swali'i.
From Tahiti.
Swali'i.
Yeah, he said that the other day, didn't he?
What is it with these blokes that change their names and that?
Well, it's
I don't think he's changed. I think it's just how it's pronounced. How
well,
he wants
Australians are the problem.
Why don't
block?
We at the beginning of the year
yes,
go,
cool.
Hi,
how would you like
I'm
it pronounced?
Joseph Swali.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Well, get the players to pronounce
well, it's
their
up
name
to,
for
you
us.
Know what? It's up to the media managers at all the clubs to make sure they go around all their players, find out how every name's pronounced, and then make sure they communicate it to the media, who can then, therefore, communicate to the fans.
I just got Papali right after 10 years, and he changed it to Papali.
Yeah. It is one of those ones, isn't it? Because you feel like you've embarrassed them too when you've called them the wrong name for such a long period of time.
I think Mido's right. The key is to actually the media manager needs
and get the player.
Then it's still on us too.
Once you're told, it's only now because we've been calling it, saying it a certain way for such a long period of time. You forget.
Yeah.
Vogues, Voges. Like we used to do it with Vogesy all the time. But once you know how he wants it pronounced, then you. Rightio, gotcha.
And, you know, Swali, he's a young kid. He's not going to go to a journal. Oh, excuse me.
Well,
sorry,
said, when he was asked the other day, I think it was on Channel 9, he said, look, I take no offence, but my surname is very special to me and my heritage and my family. And if everyone can call, this is how I would like to, this is what I'd like it to say. This
I'll
is what I'd like it to be pronounced.
Honestly, tell you what,
which I thought was awesome.
We're going to remember his name because he's going to be a superstar.
Absolutely.
Well, he already is. How good is he?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, we're going to Friday night. Brisbane $2.75, Melbourne $1.45 at Suncorp. 6.5 your line here. Brisbane the plus. Just reading from what Craig Bellamy said yesterday, I don't reckon Jerome Hughes will be playing. He says that he conceded he'll be taking no chances with Hughes. and that he's not going to push it one bit as he comes back from a dislocation of the shoulder a couple of weeks ago. So that's one to keep an eye on with this game. What do you reckon here, Block? Storm have a great record at Suncorp.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Storm for that reason. Had a few hiccups over the last month, haven't they? The Brisbane Broncos, I think that goes with having a real young side, you know, coming to the big games, and they can put on some good performances, but then all of a sudden they fall in a little bit of a hole. But, mate, Melbourne for mine. I reckon they'll be too good. Munster, he's untouchable at the moment. Got bees on him. Unbelievable.
I'm nearly thinking Brisbane.
I'm going to tip Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, why? Mm.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced with Melbourne.
Oh, my God. I'm the opposite.
I think if Melbourne win, it'll be 1-12.
What about Brandon Smith's try last week?
That's some sort of try, wasn't it?
Got a little push from his mate, didn't he? A little kick up the backside.
What about the balance for a bloke, you know?
Melbourne making the GF. I'm going Melbourne.
Yeah, you forced me into Melbourne, I think.
That wasn't hard.
Gee, I'll tell you what.
You're taking my footy expertise. I like it.
Strong-armed.
Well, I've got no kahunas to put them out there.
So stick with me.
I'll do it for
you. Go on, put them on the table.
Who'd you go for, Block? Melbourne.
I'm going Melbourne. Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm going Melbourne. Loz, what are you doing? Get off the fence, Splinters. Michael Hussey.
Storm.
Ooh. Brisbane for me. Now we're going to the 3 o'clock game on Saturday. Parramatta and the Bulldogs. 34-4. Remember last time they met? Long weekend.
And they flogged them that day, didn't they?
They did, the doggies. Yeah. They're $3.35 outsiders. Parra $1.33. 9.5 the line here. And Mitch Moses is also no certainty to return despite being named coming back from that broken finger.
How long are you out for with a broken finger?
Surgery, screws. Well, they said 1 to 2 weeks.
Depends what finger.
This would be two, wouldn't it? Because he didn't play the other night, so...
If Mitch Moses plays, I think they win. But, mate, I wouldn't be surprised if the Doggies come out. They're a better side when they flogged them earlier on in the year. You can't... I think there's a little bit... they're hard to trust, aren't they, Parramatta now? I'm going for the upset. You've got to have an upset. I'm going for the Dogs.
I'm giving Parramatta one last opportunity.
If they lose this, that is pen material, isn't it?
Yeah. They're hanging by a thread in my mind.
They're not losing.
Hanging by a thread.
Para win by 20.
Oh, hang on. Where's the...
Write that down.
Replay thing or whatever.
Write that down.
Where is it?
Write it down.
Do you want to go to the bunker?
Write it down. You sound like hell. Write it down.
20. They'll win by 20.
Okay, let me write that down.
Come on, the Eels. Gutho. Three tries, Gutho.
Mate, we need... Parramatta, they need a big game from all of them, and I'm like Blocker. I'm worried if Mitch Moses doesn't play.
Para for me, just. Before we go to the break, we've got four games to go. Can't believe I'm reading this out. Boys, just on the sleep apnea machine, one of my mates used to have to use one and even take it away on golf trips. Bad idea. Our great late mate Tomo used to think it was funny to wait till Donk fell asleep and flatulated in the intake of the machine. Thankfully for Donk, Tomo was too far gone on the drink to successfully... R.I.P. Tomo, says the Central Coast.
What sort of a mate is even thinking about that? Hey?
If someone did that to me, I would strangle them with
the cord.
You
wouldn't know.
Yeah. Depends how many beers you've had.
Well, you'd know if you went...
If you had 1,000 beers...
You'd probably wake up the next morning if you had bad breath.
He's got the breath of 1,000 camels. Quick.
Oh, my God.
What did your kids used to do to the pool?
Well, my sons had put eggs in my pool, right? And then go, well, oh, no, I didn't, Jerry. And they'd say, Dad... Bloody ducks laying eggs in the pool. That bloody duck. I said, give me a BB gun or something like that. I said, I'll strangle that bloody thing if I ever see it again. Right? And anyway, they come out the next and they'd be, mate, rolling on the ground laughing. I thought the bloody ducks were laying eggs in my pool. So even my son's G me up. What hope have I got?
Oh, that's
Manly Cronulla, 5:30 Saturday. Fox League, Manly $3.80, Cronulla $1.27, 11.5 is your line here. And Cronulla the minus, they're getting some players back, Matt Moylan among them, for Feeder and Connor Tracy as well, who had that concussion miss last week. But I think it's cue in the rack stuff for the Eagles now that Jake Trbojevic out for the season.
Well, that's what you're worrying about. He's their fearless leader. He's the bloke that sort of revs them up every week and makes them play well. Mate, the Seagulls, you're right. They can't make the eight now. They'll put the cue in the rack. The other mob's playing good. They're so good through the middle. Some massive forwards. And I like the way they're playing. I think Moylan back will create even more opportunities. And I think the Sharkies will win this one.
Yeah, I think the Sharks. They've been so impressive this year, been very consistent. I like their forward pack. They've got some size. They've got some skill. And, you know, Moylan coming back takes a bit of pressure off Nicho Hynes. I reckon Nicho Hynes is... Well, I don't think he's a smoky for the Dally M. I think he'd be right there, along with Ben Hunt. Mm-hmm. I think they've probably been the two standout players this season. Manly, yeah, I think it could unravel for them in the next few weeks.
Sharks.
Sharks all around. Roosters $1.06, Tigers $9, 22.5. Huge line. Well, I think we're all on the Roosters train at the moment.
Yeah, and they've got a great record against the Tigers too, haven't they? Every time they play against each other, they rack up a score. Mate, they've got too many experienced players in the Roosters side. If we said a little bit earlier about Latrell saying, you know, we're coming to get you, look over your shoulders, I reckon the Roosters are the same. The Roosters, you know, we haven't seen a team, and it's all about being healthy at the end of season games. We haven't seen a team come out from outside the top four, mate. I reckon the Roosters, they might be able to do it, you know.
And they haven't been healthy all year, the Roosters. And you look at this team, you look at the back line, they've got probably more strike than any other back line in the game.
Yeah.
Yes, they've got a couple of injuries to a couple of their back rowers. But you look at their squad when they're fully fit and guys that will come back this year, you've still got to throw Lindsay Collins and Takiaho into that team. And their front row rotation will be Maria Hargreaves, Matt Lodge.
He's playing good, Lodge.
Takiaho and Lindsay Collins. So for me, that is as good as anyone. And I'm a bit like everyone else now. I'm starting to warm to the Roosters if they can get on a roll and keep these players on the field, get those two guys back in the squad. They'll be tough to beat.
Oh,
tell me you're not thinking about this.
He is. He's singing.
Oh, please.
Oh, you're so loyal.
Your fault, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loyal.
My fault.
Loyal.
You said there's an upset in every round.
What, you think that...
It won't be coming from the Tigers.
Please. You're not seriously thinking the Tigers
can beat the Roosters. If the Tigers beat the Roosters, you can take me to the new barber.
Yeah, go on.
In the Centre of Excellence and give me whatever haircut you like next week.
I'll take the Tigers.
Why did I do that?
Come on, boys.
Who pays?
I'll have a bet with you too.
Not me.
Oh.
You just... Block just said there's an upset every round. Hmm. Yeah. So I'm choosing this to be the upset.
That'll do, mate.
I've been wrong many times before. I'm sure every chance I'll be wrong again. You never know.
Who'd you tip?
Roosters.
Yeah. I'm going to go the Tigers.
I wouldn't mind going in for a fade. You're going to look all right.
I think your hair's looking quite sharp.
Thank you.
You're not short on top. You've got plenty.
Hey, it's looking quite grey. I must have been doing a bit of roof paint.
That's okay. That comes with knowledge, so they tell me.
Doesn't help me.
Sunday, Dragons $1.58.
Did you get that? Tigers. I went Tigers.
Yeah, we got that.
And the haircut. Center of excellence.
Gosh, I'm not good with these bets. I've been burned by this before. Yeah, $1.58 with Tab Dragons. $2.40 Titans. 4.5 the line. Titans the plus. Good win against Manly last week. I tell you what. What about the tries from David Fifita and also AJ Brimson? Gee, I like him as a player. Just not sure what they do with Brimson when they've got Kieran Foran coming in next year and they've got Jaden Campbell and what they do with him.
Brimson might be a 14.
Oh, he's too good. Player.
No, come off the bench.
Too good a
teams
player.
Are a little bit tired. And
sure.
Well, he could do that role in a representative team.
Can he play halfback, Brimson?
Possibly not.
Or can they make four and halfback and play them both in the halves?
Mate, would that Brimson, work? I love him as a player.
He's a good player. Mm. I like Campbell too.
Yeah, Jaden Campbell, yeah. He's a very, very good player. There's always something happening around him.
Mm.
Can they go back-to-back, the Titans? That's what I'm doing. They're going back-to-back.
Titans.
Titans for me against the Dragons.
I'm going the Dragons, given it's at home.
Yep, I'm Dragons.
Wind Stadium, yep.
Mm. Dragons for me.
I'm with Block. I'm Titans. Might be queuing the rack stuff for there at the Dragons as well. Now, we go to the last game. Newcastle, $3.50. Canberra, $1.30. 11.5 is your line here. Canberra, we said early in the week, Block, that Loz and I both just had the same feeling watching that game, that it should have been over, but you never felt like it was against the Dragons.
Against
last
the Dragons,
week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is another one of those games where you look and you think, well, Canberra playing for a final spot should be winning this.
Can they?
But you just can't trust them. I don't know what it is. You can't trust them.
Can they make the finals if they beat? If they beat the, I reckon they'll beat the Knights this week. Then they've got Manly and the Tigers. Will it go right down to the wire? Do you think they can make the eight? They're ninth at the moment.
They need a couple of results to go their way, don't they? The teams above them.
I still think the Roosters will get enough. They'll get enough wins in the last three games, even if it's just two. And remember, you made the good point, Loz, of the points
difference. The four and against. Hmm. The four and against is not great for the Raiders. So they'll need to win all their games, obviously, and a couple of teams to lose two of the next three.
Be good if we're going into round 25 and we're still not certain of the eight. Hmm. That'd be good. Keep it interesting.
Everyone tipping Canberra.
Raiders. Canberra. Yeah.
I'm tipping Canberra, but I reckon Newcastle plus 11.5. They'll surely have a response after another hellish week there.
I reckon the opposite.
Well, they did against the Tigers the week they had. They went through hell a couple of weeks ago, didn't they? After the Clemmer Hayden Knowles situation.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about them rallying around each other, supporting each other after the week they've had.
I reckon the coach has got steam coming out of his ears. They're cooked. Knights are cooked.
Gee, I'll tell you what, this is a tame finish to what's been a very boisterous
I'm
hour.
I'm full from all the chicken.
I think what we usually do, go off early.
Let's pick it up, boys. Energy.
Energy. Beep, beep.
See you next week, Block.
Oh, is that it?
We're done.